This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's Kevin Sheehan Show. Dent Day sitting in for Kevin here on a Friday. Rick Kamler is going to join us in 15 minutes, get his thoughts on the NBA postseason, if anyone can beat the Thunder at this point, and whether or not the Eastern Conference Finals will end in game number 6. That's in 15 minutes. But now, let's get to some Denton's Daily News. Before we get to the main story, which this main story is something that I got a lot to get off of my chest. Did you listen to the new Clips song today, Max? Are you a Clips fan?
I have not heard it.
Oh, you got to go listen to it.
I will.
And if you're not a Clips fan, you will become a Clips fan if you love good hip-hop.
Sure.
Pusha T, fan of the Commanders. Pusha T, also fan of the Washington Wizards. He had a bobblehead night last year.
Really?
Yeah, my brother came home randomly from a Wizards game when he and I were living together. And he said, here. And I was like, what is this? He said, it's a Pusha T bobblehead. I went to the game, didn't know they were giving them out, and they were giving them out. So he gave me a Pusha T bobblehead. I don't know that I have it anymore, but at one point
did
I did
send it to
have.
A certain specific man in Toronto?
I would have loved to.
Yeah.
Apparently, I know where he lives now.
Just a thought.
Yeah, just a thought. I something tells me that would not be received very well.
No, that's why you don't put a return address on it.
But. No, not at all. All right, so the big story that I wanted to get to, it does revolve around the NBA here, so bear with me. But our generation, not our generation, but the celebrity generation has become just completely and utterly soft. Pat McAfee, which we're going to play this for you in just a second, in game number 4, he was there in Indiana. That is where he resides. That is where Pat McAfee does his show on ESPN, if you were unaware of that. He was in Indiana. They gave him a live microphone to hype up the crowd. Pat McAfee has a background in doing media, and he now works with the WWE. He is, if you've ever watched him, he plays up his personality to a very high degree, especially with a live microphone. So I want to play what Pat McAfee said, and then I will respond by telling you why New York fans and Indiana fans are softer than Charmin.
We got some big wigs from the big city in the building. Spike Lee is here. Ben Stiller is here. Timothée Chalamet is here. Let's send these sons of bitches back to New York with their ears ringing. Let's turn this
So Pat McAfee did that prior to game 4. Indiana went and waxed to New York in game number 4 behind a crazy Tyrese Halliburton performance. Ben Stiller then went on a podcast on one of the New York channels and basically said that he didn't like that very much. He was confused as to what was going on. He thought him and McAfee were boys. He didn't understand why he was brought into that conversation. So Ben Stiller said that. Soft.
Soft.
Soft. Incredibly, unbelievably soft. And Ben Stiller is from the generation, not that he does this, but he is from a generation that complains about how today's NBA is soft. That things were better in the 90s when you could basically get in a UFC fight in the paint and you could knock one another around. But he did not like that he was involved in the Pat McAfee promo. A guy in the entertainment business did not like being called out. Like, he hasn't been doing this media tour of his own with the Knicks' success. If you've noticed this, maybe you haven't, but now that I will point it out, you will not be able to unnotice it. Ben Stiller's been very present.
He's been on a heater since Severance.
Since Severance, but he's been very present. He is always courtside, hanging out with Timothée Chalamet, hanging out with Jon Stewart, traveling to Indiana. If you're going to travel as a celebrity to the opposition's territory, you're going to get trash talked a little bit, which I don't even think what McAfee said was that bad.
No.
It's not like he said Ben Stiller's movie sucks, Severance sucks,
don't
and
watch
we
it.
Want him to cry. He didn't say that. He just said there are New York fans here. We're going to kick their ass. Perfectly fine. Perfectly okay. So Ben Stiller didn't like that. He did all these podcasts. He was tweeting about it as well. And I'm like, how soft is this guy? Just take it, move on. But it got better. Or worse, depending on what your perception of this is.
So better.
So John Mellencamp is in attendance for game number four. John Mellencamp, John Cougar Mellencamp. A little bit before my generation, but very familiar. You know, Jack and Diane, great song. Was listening to that earlier this week. That's full shoot, by the way. I was in my classic rock phase before the Clips came back and blessed my music taste. So John Mellencamp was in attendance. John Mellencamp puts out a statement on Twitter.
Incredibly funny, it's just a background of him. I think that's his wife that's with him.
I would assume that this is his wife. So John Mellencamp puts on his Twitter, and I've retweeted this if you want to go see it, at the Denton Day. But John Mellencamp puts on his Twitter an apology on behalf of Indiana. But he puts the statement over a picture of himself. It's not the Notes app. It's not a Word document. It damn sure ain't no letterhead. He puts an apology statement over top of himself. And what he says is, the Knicks-Pacers game have been very entertaining for anyone who likes basketball or sports. I attended game four in Indianapolis. Then a paragraph break. This is just not great grammar, but whatever. Hoosier hospitality. I was embarrassed when somebody, under whose direction I don't know, called out some of the people who had made the trip from New York to support their team, and in turn, support our team. The audience booed these people. I'd say that was not Hoosier hospitality. One could say it's poor, poor sportsmanship. I was not proud to be a Hoosier, and I lived here my entire life. On behalf of most Hoosiers, I would like to apologize for our poor behavior. I'm sure the Pacers had nothing to do with this smackdown. Signed, John Mellencamp. Soft! Oh, my God. When did everybody become a bunch of... I can't say that on air. When did everybody become a bunch of wussies? I thought sports were supposed to be fun. I'm not saying you should be knocking dudes out on the street. I'm not saying you should be hitting dudes with trash bags, stabbing guys at bars. I don't want none of that. But you can't boo the other team. You can't boo the fans of the other team. What world are we living in? Has this dude never been to a basketball game before? What McAfee said wasn't even bad. I'm not like a McAfee truther or anything, but it's not even like what he said was bad.
The death of smack talk in this era. Like, what has happened to my beautiful sport, Denton?
What is, like, are we supposed to golf clap? Oh, look, the Knicks are in town. Yay! Yay! Oh, my God, Ben Stiller, thank you for gracing the great state of Indiana with your presence. Timothy Chalamet, is that you dressed like Guy Fieri?
I love dude.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank you so much. Wow, Jalen Brunson sure is good. Look at how good he is. Oh, my God, I'm just so happy that I get to see Jalen Brunson. Wow. What a treat this is.
Yay. This is the best.
This sucks. I mean, unbelievable. You can't boo at sporting events. I'm not saying cussing dudes out, which, by the way, I did see something on Twitter that said McAfee cussed these dudes out. He didn't cuss them out. My definition of being cussed out apparently is very different.
Quite.
Than some people on the internet or some people that are celebrities. These self-important douches that just can't get over the fact that people are going to be a little rabid. Indiana hasn't been to a final in 20-some-odd years. They're going to be a little rabid when a fan from the Knicks shows up, especially a celebrity that has not gotten out in front of the camera for the past 2 weeks. 3 weeks if you're Ben Stiller. That guy has been everywhere. Chalamet has been everywhere. And to the credit of Timothée Chalamet, he has not said anything about this. He seems to at least somewhat get it.
He was busy making out with Kylie Jenner at halftime. So,
good for him,
he's doing great.
He got over it because he grew up on this sort of stuff. He's a blog boy. That man was living on New York Knicks message boards the same way that I was living on Redskins message boards and Wizards message boards when I was 14 years old. He understands it, but these old dudes just trying to come in and ruin our sport. You can be sportsmanlike and still boo.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I think those two things are very, very... Like, I actually get angry when people do not boo. But the fact that John Mellencamp is trying to roast his own fan base because of some nonsense Hoosier hospitality, go touch grass, you dork.
Go to one hockey game and you will be appalled.
This dude did rock and roll in the 80s, but he can't handle somebody booing the New York Knicks and booing Ben Stiller? And again, just the debauchery to put this statement over a picture of yourself. If this doesn't scream unbelievable self-importance, I don't know if he's trying to get in the good graces of the Hollywood Illuminati by trying to defend Ben Stiller or what. This was so soft. I already didn't want the Knicks to win, and I understand, like, most Knicks fans are not like this. It's just the celebrities, the self-important ones, that are so out of touch with reality and how basic human beings interact with sporting events. Like, for example, I'm going to put him on blast here. I apologize. Thankfully, he has a microphone and he can defend himself. Video producer Brian is a great dude. He's a Cowboy fan. We talk some trash. We let him know.
Every day.
But he's a great dude.
You should hear the things Jeff Walker says to him every day.
Jeff Walker said some things to me today that were out of
pocket. He always does, doesn't he?
But we talk some trash, and it's cool. We're all good.
We're all
friends. Yeah. Brian, would you agree with that, or are we just going overboard?
He gives a nod.
He gives a nod.
Yes, everything is fine.
Everything is fine. We just talk. Hey, Cowboy fan, don't like that. Talk some trash. Keep it moving. Anthony McBarnett, AMAC.
Every time he walks in here.
Produces Chris Russell, Giants fan. Talk some trash. Everything's good. Everything's cool. You keep it moving. These soft celebrities who don't interact with real human beings, they just surround themselves with unmitigated yes men, do not know how to behave in sports, and I don't want them commenting on sports. I don't want to see no more John Cougar Mellencamp posts. I might boycott Jack and Diane for at least 2 days, and then I'll listen to it again on Sunday because it is a good song. But this is so soft. So soft. And I'm sure, God help me if Ben Stiller jumps on a podcast and talks about how the 90s NBA was better than the 2020s NBA. If he's taking this approach of, I didn't think I was going to get called out while I put myself front row at an Indiana game. And then, by the way, invited Pat McAfee, didn't buy a ticket for Pat McAfee, just said, hey, you can come. You're soft if you don't. You can come. Come spend $70,000 to sit courtside. Soft, soft, soft.
That Pat McAfee contract's paying a lot at ESPN. He could probably afford it.
He definitely could have afforded it. He just didn't want to. Still soft. Pacers in six. Rick Kambla joins us on the other side. We'll get his thoughts on the Eastern Conference Finals. Can either team challenge the Thunder in the NBA Finals? Don't go anywhere. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.